Blog Talk Radio.
From the snowy St. Augustine Pass, crossing the sleety Loman, and coming to you from a small, warming and camoed single wide trailer, Kelly O'Connell. We've got some snow/sleet out there, rain, snow, and I have been trying to find out exactly what the status of the roads are for you, and it is said to be 38 degrees out there, according to AccuWeather, and it is not, it's not really that cold, but it was coming down the whole drive to the studio, and I'm looking at El Paso radar, and it looks like we've got a cloud pretty much over us and coming over, and we got a phone call. Yeah, thanks for the call. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Sharon.
Yes, good morning. How's my favorite nurse?
Sorry.
No, I was saying, how are things out there?
That's what I called to tell you. So coming in past Mayfield, I could not see the road. I couldn't see the lines. It was terrible. It might be better now that somebody else may have driven. I hope they're not following my lines because they were going everywhere, but I am past Botto now, and the roads are a little wet, but it is not snowing out here yet. So it got less and less.
Is it raining? Is it raining over there?
Right here past Botto, it's pretty much stopped, but towards Botto Mesquite, it was starting to get snowier and heavier. You know, just getting on the highway, you could start to see people's lines. So I think as the traffic gets on the highway, it'll just be wet, and then later tonight I have my pajamas in case I'm stuck in El Paso, but that has happened.
That's good. Now, how long ago did you pass Mayfield?
Oh, my goodness. 25 minutes ago.
Okay, so a half of an hour ago, that was the status.
Yeah, it was coming down really pretty heavy out there.
Was it coming down snow or as sleet?
Oh, snow.
Okay.
No, and windy. It was beautiful. Anyway,
that's
all I have to tell you, Kelly. I just want to let you know.
Thank you, Sharon. Drive safe.
Okay.
Okay, bye. So this is the forecast for El Paso. A little rain, much colder today. High of 39. So we've hit the high right about now. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder. Low of 20. Let me get this... this clip here for you from AccuWeather. I was listening to the clip, but I think they from 7, but I think they put it together last night, so I didn't want to give you any dated information. You heard Sharon, she couldn't see the road and it was snowing and pretty windy when she was passing Mayfield. So, all right, here is here's a clip from AccuWeather on El Paso.
Wait for us here in El Paso. I'm meteorologist Justin Pavlik with your latest late week weather outlook. 41 at daytime high, breezy and much colder. A little bit of rain on south, partly cloudy and colder. 22 on the overnight low. AccuWeather.com extended forecast late week into the upcoming weekend. We'll climb out of the 40s and the 50s and actually likely strike on 60 by Sunday. And that's just the start next week into the 60s. In fact, the mid and upper 60s by Tuesday. Sunshine continuing. Overnight lows warming through the 30s.
All right. So I'm just trying to see if they've put
the AFS
anything new on. See if the weather from El Paso has.
Finally, a place that can make your dreams come true. Tulare'm Ballroom, El Paso's premier event destination. We'll create memorable celebrations that you and your family will cherish for years to come. Call now to reserve your wedding reception or special event, and we invite you to our open house January
20th. Alamogordo straight up.
Hello, everyone. I'm Storm Nicole Gomez. We do have winter weather advisories in place for Doñana, El Paso, Hudspeth, and Otero.
Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Gomez on weather alerts, but it is snowing out there, folks. Be very careful. We've had reports that you can't see the roads in some areas. This is about a half of an hour ago, and that it was snowing and windy. But here's a little from Channel 7.
Well, I'm Storm Tracker Nicole Gomez. We do have winter weather advisories in place for Doñana, El Paso, Hudspeth, and Otero County. We're also under that storm track weather first alert. Rain chances will continue overnight. Thursday, a cold front will track into our region. The winds will pick up. We could also see a mix of rain and snow Thursday through Friday morning. Now, highs today, we're in the 60s, El Paso. Tomorrow, our temperatures will be lucky if we reach the 30s, 59 Las Cruces.
All right, that's a little bit dated, so we'll come back. Maybe I'll come back later and see what they've posted there. But I'm looking at NM Roads, and it is all of the roads, or the two roads above Alamogordo. Severe driving conditions, New Mexico 532 from mile marker 0 to 12. Roads are snowpacked, and I see visibility is poor due to blizzard conditions. Ski run road, chains are required. Roads are wet, snow-packed and icy in spots. Visibility is limited due to moderate snow. All right. That was posted on the 21st and updated on the 22nd, so that's fresh. And I see that between Las Cruces and Alamogordo, you've got difficult driving conditions posted, and roads are wet. Okay, the difficult driving conditions, U.S. 70 from the mile marker 162, Oregon to mile marker 172. Roads are wet with some icy spots with snow flurries at the St. Augustine Pass, mile marker 162 to 72 east of Las Cruces. Motorists are advised to reduce speed and to proceed with caution. And that's from 4:55 a.m. this morning on the 22nd. So I will keep you posted with whatever I can find in terms of weather. And I'm going to go to break right now, and we'll be right back. It's 6:13 on KOBE, the Kelly O'Connell Show, AM 1450, 523-1450 to call in. If you have any weather information, please call in immediately, and 805-6180 if you want to text. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, Arlington Brubaker.
Arlington Brubaker, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I am in the middle of a blizzard, man. Wind's blowing like crazy. Snow's horizontal. I'm at.
You're kidding. Where are you at right now?
Elks in Taylor, and I just turned down Valley. And Taylor Road was heavy snow, and the wind was blowing out of the north, and the snow was going straight across. And now I'm going very slow. I'm north of Mayfield, heading south toward Mayfield area. And there's a hell of a lot of snow on the road.
That's weird.
Very difficult to see.
That is weird. It wasn't really that bad coming down Loman.
Yeah, well, yeah, I heard you say that, but it is nasty right now. I'm driving 15 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And it's nasty.
It's going sideways.
I'd send you a picture, but
how fast do you think the wind's going?
The winds are blowing like a son of a bitch.
Oh, well, that's going to be sweeping across the city then.
Yeah, it's out of the north. It's pretty crazy. I'm right now. I'm on North Valley. I don't know where in the hell I'm at because I can't see. But it's
well, I should probably.
But it looks like I'm somewhere else. You know, it looks like I'm somewhere else. There's no trails. It's a blazing mountain,
okay.
And there's ruts all over from fluffy snow.
Oh my God!
But anyway,
hey,
that's the report.
Appreciate the call, thanks, and drive carefully.
Thank you.
Okay.
And your show's great. Keep it up, brother.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye. Folks, I didn't realize I still had it in manual. So there was when there was a dead air, there was having a conversation with a buddy of mine, Art Brubaker. He's telling me that he just turned off Elkson Taylor, turning on to Valley, and then over by Mayfield, he said it is blizzard conditions. It's coming down. Snow is coming down like crazy. You cannot see the road. He said the wind is whipping and the snow is going horizontal. So just to let you know, okay, and we'll be right back. Folks, it's Kelly here, and just to let you know, there are no closures. There are no closures that I can find anywhere in the state right now except in Raton. But it's just heavy driving conditions above Alamogordo. And then it's certainly around the city, we're getting reports that there are blizzard conditions. And, for example, over by Mayfield, Valley, you've got a friend just called in and told me that if you didn't hear, the wind was whipping, the snow was coming down heavy, and it was going sideways, and he couldn't see the road. And he said you could have been anywhere. You couldn't even recognize stuff. So be very careful out there. There's been no calls that we've received that the schools are closed, but that is quite possible. So just stay tuned in here. All right, I've got the beginning of an interview with Steve Pierce that I think turned out pretty good, and I just met with him last Sunday, and then we went out and had a bite to eat afterwards to kind of catch up, try to figure out what's going on in Washington for you and in New Mexico, southern New Mexico as well. Here it is, without further ado, the Kelly O'Connell Show, 523-1450 and 805-6180. I'm not going to take calls this interview, but certainly going into break or coming out of break, I will certainly take your calls if you want to call in. And especially if you have some information on the weather. Now, I can't hear you're going to have a hard time hearing me if you call in, and I'm going to have a hard time hearing you if there's something playing. So just to let you know. But at 6:21... with blizzard conditions over at least part of the city, Kelly O'Connell, AM 1450, and we'll check out this interview with Steve. Folks, good afternoon to you. Well, good morning to you. It's Kelly here, and I've got Steve Pierce in for a special show. It is a you know, Sunday folks, afternoon I cannot here, hear this and playing, so I'm going to have to address this. I'm going to have to check everything out when we go to break. All right, so let's go over some of the local news. What we've got here is some pretty windy, snowy conditions out there. as of right now. And I would just caution you to be very careful as you're driving. Let me read you some headlines. The Academy Awards Committee has said that racial fatigue helped get rid of Selma the movie. Jeb Bush is secretly getting together with Mitt for Utah. Maybe Mitt and Jeb will run together. They would be a devastating combination, I'm sure. Mitt's money and experience in Jeb's name and his experience. A drone flew through a congressional hearing. A new GOP border security bill is GOP border security bill removes border fences, which I don't really understand. Spends $10 billion and deports no illegals. I guess the GOP is only worried about the Hispanic vote. I mean, that's what comes to mind here. So the GOP will promise anything that they need to get elected and then lie their rear ends off. The feds spend $432,000 studying gay hookup apps. Harry Reid to have surgery on an eye. House GOP drops bill to ban abortions after black abortions reach crisis level, according to one paper. And the black rate of abortion is three times the rates of other groups for whatever reason. And the out-of-birth wedlock rate is 75%. And let me get back to that one in a minute. I'll take a look at that article for you. It's still possible to catch measles at Disneyland. Employees are testing positive. Inhofe climate agenda is a wealth redistribution scheme. Former Vice President Gore is planning concerts on global warming. The global elite are filling Davos meditation sessions to capacity. Valerie Jarrett has been confronted over unequal pay for women in the White House. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, fell asleep during the State of the Union. Chicago inner city activists are trashing the president's speech. Obama is urging civility in his speech and then taunting his opponents, as you heard. That's typical attack from the smartest man in the world. There can be no smarter, of course. Knocking the constant fundraising of others while asking for donations, and he's threatening many vetoes. The Spanish translation of the State of the Union was riddled with problems, and DNC chairwoman is emerging from the rubble of the elections. Pee Wee Herman is back on Netflix, and secret passage found in Argentine prosecutor's suicide case. Supposedly shot himself in the head, but they found no gunpowder on his hands, which leads many people to believe that he was assassinated for prosecuting the president, who's a demagogue and a terrible person, as far as I can tell. All right, let's take a break, and I'm going to try to line up this interview for you. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in. If you have any weather information, call in. As it is, there appears to be intermittent blizzard conditions across the city and quite a bit of wind and areas where you cannot see the roads. Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, this is Greg.
Hey, what's up?
It's your weather update, man. As soon as you hit bottle, it turns into rain.
Okay.
And that it was swirling on the ground. It's not really sticking because my car reads it's 33 degrees out there.
All right.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, later.
Okay, talk to you later. Good morning to you folks. Kelly here at 6:30, and I've just got a report from Greg that when you get to Votto, the rain turns to the snow turns to rain, and Sharon had already had stated that herself. So I'm trying to get this interview open, but I'm having trouble with my Adobe Audition. So let's see what I can do here, but it is kind of nasty, and it is, there's snow on Augustine and supposed to be pretty bad conditions, or at least driving slow conditions between Augustine and White Sands. So I was somewhat surprised to hear what my friend Art had said was going on in over there, that it was blowing so hard and there was so much stuff coming down. So let me try to get this this interview going for you again here. I think it's a kind of related to computer problems, so I had to shut down all my stuff. But I think that, well, the cast is 39 degrees is the high today, and we've already hit 38, so it might be as warm as it gets. So make sure, obviously, that you get your glasses, or pardon me, your glasses, your coat. And here, you know, I just had this plane a second ago, so I was testing it to go. But here is the interview with Steve. And if I can't get that to work, we'll just move on to something else. So here it
folks,
is.
Good afternoon to you. Well, good morning to you. It's Kelly here, and I've got Steve Pierce in for a special.
I have got, you know,
show.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. So let me just, maybe I can fix it on the break of the hour. We're already at 6:30. We'll do maybe an hour of that, and then we can finish it up tomorrow. All right. So, been reading you some of the headlines. And let me just get in here with some of the stuff going on that I had saved for today. I have a few pages of notes, about 10 pages of notes, actually. This, I could get into some weird news for you, but let's go to the back to the Drudge Report and get some of the headlines here. I'm afraid my computer is just kind of shutting down here, but all right. So State of the Union, the economy is coming back a little bit, but at the same time, we've got the gas and oil industry under a lot of pressure right now, under a lot of stress. And New York Assembly Speaker arrested on corruption charges. Drug smuggling drone crashes on U.S.-Mexico border. Report 65 Secret Service agents accompanying Hillary to paid speech. That's incredible. Loyalists vowed a clampdown on leaks. John Podesta group takes money from banks and Wall Street. Hillary to astound, intimidate with fundraising like nothing you've ever seen. Do you really think she can pull it off this time? Clinton the musical comes to off-Broadway. Department of Justice to clear officer in Ferguson shooting. That's interesting. And surveillance shows videos of tidal waves of looters ransacking a market there in Ferguson. Boehner did not consult with White House before inviting Bibi Netanyahu to come to the Senate or to the Congress. This is funny. Senator Menendez, Obama rhetoric sounds straight out of Tehran. Hamas praises heroic attack in Tel Aviv. Palestinian stabs 9 there. John Kerry, lack of integration of Muslims in Europe like U.S. civil rights struggle in the 60s. 800,000 Muslims rally against Charlie Ebo. All right. So, you know, one of the things that I just wanted to point out to you, and I've got a clip here that I thought was pretty interesting. There is a difference. You know, if we're to talk about Islam once again. So people are calling me up suggesting time filler. I really never need a I did get to the text messages yesterday, by the way. So if somebody, I don't need a time filler. I've always got a thousand things on my mind. But when I'm planning on doing something else to collect my wits there for a moment. But what I wanted to say is, remember one thing, but when we're talking about Islam and Christianity, et cetera, the difference between our two worldviews, to go back to the topic that we were discussing recently, don't forget that it is one of these religions believes in frontier justice, believes in taking people off the street and hanging them, whatever, punishing them in a way that supersedes a lot of
Goldman
times
Sachs
court procedure. 10,000
Women
now,
program
there
provides business skills to female entrepreneurs
that came out of
worldwide.
The ISIS area where they had taken some gay men or men that they claimed were gay and taken them up to the top of this tower and pushed them off.
See more women creating
economic
growth.
It was heartbreaking. You know, there's one of these guys is laying on the ground and the other one is falling through the air. And, you know, I find it very hypocritical because there is a lot of homosexuality in the Middle East because of the separation of sexes. So why one couple is pulled out and punished like that? And I think I mentioned this before, but homosexuals get the most extraordinary variety of punishments. The traditional Sharia punishment for homosexuality is to push a wall on them, like literally push a wall on them. Why is that? Because that's the punishment that comes out of Sodom and Gomorrah, supposedly, when God sends down this fiery boulders or whatever. But they also quite often push them off of high places to kill them. They'll crucify them. They'll behead them. They'll eviscerate them with a knife or a sword. And it's just so brutal. All right, now here is Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard talking about her concern. She's a Democrat, but she's talking about her concern with the fact that the president doesn't ever seem to be interested in going after Islam as a terror agent, that you know, he's always got some other story. But check this out, and this is from Fox.
So the president's speech last night to Democratic Congresswoman and Army veteran Tulsi Gabbard, who says that the president's refusal to identify the enemy is part of the problem. Congresswoman, very good to have you. I know you've always stressed this is not about politics with you. You support the president on most issues. This particular thing what worries you, though, because it should be a bipartisan concern. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think this is a bipartisan concern. It's a bipartisan concern for all of us to make sure that we keep the American people safe. And specifically when we talk this terminology, the use of Islamic extremism. Terminology and the use of this specific term is important because words are an expression of your feeling and your understanding. So as, for example, last night, the president came and talked to Congress about coming to request an authorization to use military force. By his not using this term Islamic extremism and clearly identifying our enemy, it raised a whole host of questions and exactly what Congress will be authorizing. Who will we be targeting? Who is our enemy? And unless you understand who your enemy is, unless you clearly identify your enemy, then you cannot come up with a very effective strategy to defeat that enemy. So this is what's giving me great concern as we look specifically at this authorization, but also as we look at this overall issue of how do we defeat this threat of Islamic extremism that's not just occurring in the Middle East, that isn't just about this one group called ISIS or another group called Al-Qaeda. It's a much larger war, really, that is as much an ideological war as it is a military war.
Do you think, though, Congresswoman...
Hey, it's Kelly, who's this?
I'm paraphrasing here that we are after the enemy, we are going after the enemy.
It's Kelly, who's this?
That he knows that...
I was just wondering if you know anything about the schools in Las Cruces, if there's any delay or...
Nobody has said anything about it, but there's blizzard conditions out there. I don't see how they can keep it open. Let me find out on the next break, and I'll let people know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Involved in this decision, understand very clearly, first of all, who is our enemy? Understand who they are, and then execute an effective strategy to defeat that enemy. It's our responsibility to ask these questions and to get these answers on behalf of the people who we represent. It makes absolutely no sense to authorize military action in an ambiguous fashion against maybe a broad term of so-called terrorism, again, without really having faith in and understanding this is who our enemy is and this is the strategy to defeat them. You have to understand that enemy first in order to defeat them.
Yet, Congressman, the president and many of his key supporters have been saying that why paint with broad strokes something that could be potentially misread as an indictment against all Muslims? How do you distinguish that?
Well, this comes down to understanding and understanding this radical Islamism that's fueling, first of all, the attack on 9/11, those who declared war against the United States on that day, those who attacked Paris. And there is a separation there. And this is not a so-called indictment of all Muslims. You have people who are practicing in a spiritual way, studying the Quran and doing their best in their own way to develop their relationship with God. And the difference between those Muslims and these minority but very radical and violent Islamic extremists is these extremists are advocating for a theocracy. It's a political Islamism that they're advocating for. They want to govern. They want to make laws based on this theocracy, based on their following and understanding of the Quran, not only for specific countries, but around the world. And, of course, that's where we see this violence coming from, their actions coming from, and that's what's so dangerous.
All right. So, folks, I just got a call. What's the story with the schools? And there's been no official decision that I've been able to find from any of the other studios or anything online. Any phone calls. Hatch is on a two-hour delay. White Sands is on a two-hour delay. And there is a lot of snow outside that has fallen in the last half of an hour, 45 minutes, studio. I mean, there really wasn't any snow when I got here, and it looks like there's an inch out there now at least. So it's coming down pretty heavy. I think the problem is there's nobody at work at the school, from what I've been told, yet to make the call, but I honestly don't see how they can keep the schools open because I mean this is pretty unusual weather for us, and it's dangerous for obviously so many people in this area don't know how to drive in the snow. But just to let you know, there is a lot of snow coming down, and some people have described it as blizzard conditions. And so I'll keep you posted as soon as I find anything out. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. KOBE, Kelly O'Connell Show at 6:43. We'll be right back. Sunday afternoon here, and Steve's staff contacted me and said, "Let's make magic happen again," and so we decided to we would catch up. We'd like to catch up with Steve and.
American manufacturer determined to grow, works with a team from Goldman Sachs. New factories are built. Old factories reopen. Wheels and tires get rolling. Thousands of jobs are saved and created. Local communities thrive. And a company called Titan International makes progress.
Good morning, it's Kelly here. And I got to tell you, the flakes...
Richard Engel.
The snowflakes are coming down. Bigger than a Desinex commercial, but and I'm telling you, these things look like cornflakes falling past the window here, but I just got a report that the buses are running, which I guess means that school is on. So I do not understand it, but apparently, I was just informed we grow these kids tough around here, and they can handle anything. Here is another clip from an analysis of Obama and his take on the world, and especially Islam. This guy's name is Richard Engel. He works for NBC News, and he's a he is, I don't think he's a conservative, but I think he's an expert on Islam. I've heard him a couple of different clips in which he is, I think he's lived overseas and he knows quite about it, a bit about it. And I don't think he agrees with the president's policies, but let's check this out.
Has been watching and listening from his post in Istanbul, Turkey tonight. Richard, we woke up here in the States this morning. New ISIS video, two Japanese hostages. They're asking for $200,000 that they're going to assassinate both of them. Video of a Russian intelligence ship cruising into the harbor in Havana. Might as well have been 1962. And then this on-again, off-again possible coup in Yemen. A U.S. ally, dangerous neighborhood. The little pictures we have show U.S.-made Humvees being driven by the government on the streets. This is all part of your beat. What did you make of that portion of the president's speech?
Well, it sounded like the president was outlining a world that he wishes we were all living in, but which is very different than the world that you just described, with terror raids taking place all across Europe, ISIS very much on the move. One thing the president said is that American leadership, including our military power, is stopping ISIL's advance. That just isn't the case, according to military officials I've been speaking to. They are taking new territory. The U.S. is removing, by that I mean killing, about 1,000 ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria every month. But they are replacing those with new recruits with 1,500 fighters. He said, the president said, instead of getting dragged into another ground war in the Middle East, we are leading a broad coalition to destroy ISIL. The U.S., this was the year when 2,000 troops were sent back to Iraq, when we are being dragged back into the war to leave the country, when we thought we had closed the chapter on Iraq. He talked about building and supporting a moderate Syrian opposition. That effectively isn't happening. There is no real support for the moderate Syrian opposition. In fact, one military official told me that they are calling the moderate Syrian opposition the unicorn because they have not been able to find it. So there was a general tone, maybe even suspended disbelief. I think when he started talking about foreign policy, there's not a lot of success stories to be talking about in foreign policy right now. And the general tone, which was moving on, starting again, starting a new chapter, moving beyond the 9/11 generation, it doesn't feel like we necessarily have been able to put that generation behind us. And I think that was something that struck me.
Sadly, one of the defining themes of our time. The only good news is we can hear the hint of seagulls behind Richard Engel in Istanbul, where the sun is going to be rising shortly on it.
All right. So that is one of the reactions. I think what people are drawing. And by the way, I just heard again, the buses are on schedule, that school's on a normal schedule. And, you know, the flakes continue to come down. So I don't know what to tell you. But apparently the school officials are aware of the conditions out there and have, I don't know, maybe they sacrificed a pigeon and read its entrails and, were informed that today would be a good day to have school, but seems a little bit, a little bleak out there right now, but we're told that it is safe to go to school. And although it does kind of look like a blizzard, but anyway, if and when we get a change in this, then I'll let you know. I'm pointing out to you that Democrat Senator Mendez was saying that the president sounded like he was giving talking points for Tehran, which is bizarre, but no more bizarre than anything else. I'll play a clip of that for you when we come back. 651 Kelly O'Connell Show, 523-1450, to call in if you have some weather reporting to do or anything else. We'll be right back.
When 300 acres of historic New York City waterfront is making a comeback, and Goldman Sachs brings together people, capital, and ideas to help, a major project takes a giant leap forward. a new kind of manufacturing finds a home. Local residents find good jobs. A new model for urban revitalization is launched. And the Brooklyn Navy Yard makes progress.
Over to
Charles. I mean, where to start on this? This idea that the White House says it's
when 300 acres of historic New York City waterfront is making a comeback,
Prime Minister of
and Goldman Sachs brings together people, capital, and ideas to help. A major project takes a giant leap forward. A new kind of manufacturing finds a home. Local residents find good jobs. A new model for urban revitalization is launched.
When a technology company with a life-saving vision makes progress, turns to a team at Goldman Sachs for financing and advice. Breakthroughs in women's health happen. Doctors diagnose diseases earlier. Patients have better outcomes. New technologies reach even more people.
Hello, everyone. I'm Storm Tracker Nicole Gomez. We do have winter weather advisories in place for Doñana, El Paso, Hudspeth, and Otero County. We're also under that storm track weather first alert. Rain chances will continue overnight. Thursday, a cold front will track into our region. The winds will pick up.
Because you know, I'll be honest with you. The more I hear Menendez.
It's Kelly here at 6:54 on the button. It is snowing outside. Some people are describing it as a blizzard. And in the meantime, no school closing. And I've just looked at NM Roads, and there's no closure of any roads. So we're on a two-hour delay to Hatch and to White Sands. Here's a little bit on from Josh Earnest. We're not at war with Islam, by the way.
To strengthen... So we'll hear about the middle class. We'll hear about taxes. Will we hear Islamic extremism, Josh?
Mm-hmm. Well, you will hear from the president, Bill, an explanation and a continued explanation of the strategy that we've been pursuing to keep the country safe. And there is no question that one of the chief threats that we face, if not the chief threat that we face right now, is from extremists across the globe who, in the name of Islam, try to carry out acts of violence against America and our interests and our allies around the globe. The president is keenly aware of that threat, and that will be something the president will talk about.
So in the name of Islam, but not Islamic extremism. The White House, this president, is not prepared to go there, correct?
Well, Bill, what this White House is very clear about is that the world is not at war with Islam. The world is at war with individuals who, in the name of Islam, try to carry out acts of violence. And that is the reason, Bill, that we have been successful in getting Muslim-majority countries to work with the United States to fight these extremists.
All right, so it's the world is not at war with Islam. We're at war with those who carry out attacks in the name of Islam. This is strikes me as somewhat hilarious description, this hair-splitting that the president seems to specialize in. You know, this is the... reminiscent of the angels dancing on the heads of pins. I guess maybe there's a lot I don't know. I mean, there is apparently an enormous amount to be gained by claiming that it's people who are operating in the name of Islam. Well, I mean, they're reading their Qurans. They're getting together and they're praying and they're putting together an Islamic state. We got a call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Mike.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Kelly.
Yes.
Can you imagine what it's like? It's hard to imagine what poor Josh Earnest must feel every morning when he wakes up and has to explain the Obama disaster.
Well, you know, the last guy that was the spokesman had actual posters from the Soviet Union in his kitchen, and they just happened to have an interview with this guy and his wife, who's also somebody, Claire Shipman or whoever she is. They took a picture in their kitchen, and when they blew it, they were trying to figure out what it was on this guy's wall in the kitchen. It was two posters from the Soviet Union. I think these people are true believers.
They are. They're Marxists to the core. It reminds me, Kelly, Groundhog's Day. Yes. Bill Murray.
Yes. The same thing over and over again. All right, I got to go, Kelly. All right, thanks for the call, buddy.
Everyone.
Yeah, stay warm. Folks, it is coming down outside. Looks like it's not snowing quite as much, but the only way to describe, outside of the studio anyway right now, and I know I got calls from across the city that it's also doing this, that it is... It looks like a half an inch or an inch of snow on the ground, and it's still snowing. So that's the conditions out there. It is blowing, at least in parts of the city. I see a little wind right there. The schools are not shut down. The school buses are running. These tough Las Cruces kids are apparently out to prove something today. But it doesn't look like the whole thing is going to be shut down on you. So anyway, hang in there and don't panic. But if you're driving, by God's, you know, for God's sakes, go slow, and you should be able to get there. And I think they were reporting earlier that you couldn't see the tracks of the on the road, but I think at this point there's probably enough cars moving around out there. It's not so cold, I think, as to put ice on the ground. I think it's about 38 degrees right now. I'm going to take you out with some Ashes and Fire, Ryan Adams, Alt Country King. Kelly O'Connell, I'm going to try to do an interview with Steve Pierce next. We'll see if I can play it. 523-1450 to call in 659 on the button. Kelly O'Connell Show on the 22nd, a very snowy day. Ciao.
A different system. I mean, it is an entirely different system, and I don't know how to get it to play. I know how to put this on the card to play at a certain hour, but as far as getting it to play directly to you, I don't know. Thank you. in our commercial transfer.
Yeah.
Yes. How to get it. Yeah, but I mean, all mine is, it goes straight into the system. You know, I don't do a lot of this playing, but, you know, I do what you do. If it's on YouTube, I can play it. But as far as getting it from Adobe and playing it on air from Adobe, I've never done that before. So.
Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
This is Doug.
It's who?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me pull you on the air. It's Kelly here, and I've got Don. And, Don, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hey, just from university over here to 70 in Sonoma, and it's pretty ugly.
Now, did you have a hard time staying on the road?
No, but there was a truck spun out, wrapped up into the middle of the vine. I got on freeway from university, and coming up 70 right now is all slush. Where, like, if I was giving people advice to try to go over the mountain if they were going to White Sands,
yeah,
forget it.
Okay.
So I just figured I'd pass it on, or if it's going to stay like this for a few hours.
There's a two-hour delay, I think, there. But how fast are people going?
Right now, I'm doing 30 on 70 and Rinconada.
And but you saw a truck slid out. Was it an accident, or was it a guy that just kind of went, you know, spun around a little bit?
One guy spun out. There was a state trooper, but the truck that the guy drove was spun out backwards, wrapped up into that middle divider with the wires. That's the middle divider thing.
Okay.
So, but it's coming down. I just figured I'd call in because I got out to university at 5:45, and it just started, and it was nothing. And an hour later, it's already pretty ugly. Where a couple more hours of this, it'll shut the city down.
Well, I appreciate
you have a
the
great
call.
Day, Kelly.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. Talk to you later. Okay. Drive safe. All right. You heard that, folks. It is possible that the school is going to go on, but if you look out the window, you're not going to be convinced of that. So
I will keep you posted with everything that I find out. Got a, I just got a text. I wonder if Mayor Miyagashima won't close schools so they can have bragging rights that our schools didn't close because we are warmer here. Mayor / Prophet Ken, he may be meeting with his higher power of Shintoism, so who knows what's going to happen. All right. All right. Somebody said I didn't read the text from yesterday. Can Joni Gutierrez do something about David G? David Gutierrez, I don't know. Here is from today. I've never in my many decades of life as an American witnessed a president who seemed to talk and act as if nothing is wrong with the nation and the world. I don't know what's worse, the tactics of the Islamic terrorists or having a president who has removed himself from the messy topics. Do you think Congress is finally getting in that the bus is careening down the interstate without a bus driver? It's very strange. I think one of the weird things about this president is that he seems so persistently and obdurately just totally opposed to reality, that he's going to kind of recreate the reality that Americans need to hear about. I find that apples and oranges different than anybody that I think's ever been in the White House. And it strikes me as so weird that people are willing at some level to put up with it. Just got a text, and this is from around 7 o'clock, 6:58. Safe speed on I-25 is only 35 miles an hour. Folks, be real careful out there. Part of the thing is the conditions, and the other part of the thing is that you have no idea if the people that you're driving around have ever been in snow before. So, I mean, we do get our snow here occasionally, but we do have people living here from the south as well. So, I'm looking at New Mexico roads here, and I don't see anything shut down. But the guy that called in a little bit earlier, Don, was saying if you're working at White Sands, don't even think about going over the pass. So you're on a two-hour delay there anyway. And Don also said if it continues coming down like this across the city for a couple more hours, the whole city's going to be shut down. So a little bit more. I want to explore this thing a little bit more. I don't think I'm going to be able to play the interview with Steve today. I've got we have a new version of Adobe. We use Adobe audio on this in these four studios that we have. This station is one of four stations that is owned by Bravo Mike. And so it is state-of-the-art stuff, you know. But I've got to figure out how to get this clip out of this system and play it for you.
Over 4 weeks. So help keep your family healthy with Lysol.
And I've got for you here a little bit from...
Yeah!
A little bit from Senator Mendez on... Senator Mendez has become a critic of the president, which is probably a good thing for America. But here's stating that Obama is reminding him of Iranian talking points. Check this out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I have to be honest with you. The more I hear from the administration and its quotes, the more it sounds like talking points that come straight out of Tehran. And it feeds to the Iranian narrative of victimization when they are the ones with original sin. An illicit nuclear weapons program going back over the course of 20 years that they are unwilling to come clean on. So I don't know why we feel compelled to make their case when, in fact, do you dispute any of the things I said in my opening statement about actions that they have taken? As it relates to the UN monitors, as it relates to fueling that rod, as it relates to those other elements? Do you dispute any of those? Just yes or no?
Mr. Ranking Member, no, I think you're largely correct. Okay.
So then the bottom line is they get to cheat in a series of ways. I'll call it cheat, you won't. But they get to cheat in a series of ways, and we get to worry about their perceptions. To quote from your testimony, and I'll quote directly, even if such sanctions are not, arguably, a technical violation of the Joint Plan of Action, we believe they would be perceived as such by Iran. Now, so we're worried about their perceptions, but our perceptions of what they are doing to advance their nuclear interests can be just clearly swept underneath the rug.
All right, so there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the president, even from his own party now, and this is happening for a couple of reasons. Remember, a day is a lifetime in politics of a national politician, of course, but the president has been at the helm of one of the worst bloodlettings in the history of American politics, and it's not over yet. You've got one more cycle. The president hasn't backed off. The president, since he came in, has had a very jaunty and defiant and almost otherworldly presence in the White House, and he has defied many, many expectations. He's lived to have another term, and so, you know, like him or hate him, he's made it on his terms in his office, but the cost to his party has been absolutely spectacular. Now, you would have to think he's also famous for not being real friendly to even members of his own party. And so you've got to remember that there is no probably love lost on a personal level with this guy.
Guantanamo Bay.
Now, here is McConnell talking about closing Gitmo, which I think I likened yesterday to dealing with a disease. The president is going to close Gitmo. There was if you recall, when the promise that we were going to close Gitmo came out, we were going to send these people elsewhere, right? Because they're dangerous war criminals. Instead, we're closing it by just releasing the prisoners, and this is a real big middle finger in the face of people on the right. You know, screw you. You made fun of me for not closing Gitmo. This is how I'm going to close it. I think that's the president's attitude on a lot of different levels. I think if you were to do a psychological study of this guy, that there is the story there of someone who is extremely defiant and extremely rebellious and is kind of living this out at the highest stages. But closing Gitmo that way would be like finding a dread disease, and then you're gonna cure the disease by taking all the people with the disease and taking them out and shooting them. You know, that's how we're gonna, you know, the disease is solved. Kind of somewhat radical and bizarre way of handling things. This has already come back to haunt us because there are people that we've released from Gitmo that are back in the fight. And we do have a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Tom.
Yeah, Tom, good morning to you. Hope you're staying warm, and what's up?
I think we all got knifed in the back the other day when they all voted for the global warming thing, don't you?
Well, tell us about it.
Well, what was it? The Congress all voted that Republicans voted that there is global warming initiative, that they're going to go through with it. Did you hear that?
I wasn't even tracking that, to be totally honest.
Yes, sir. I'm
trying to find it right now.
Okay.
Well, let me see what I can find, and then I'll report on it after the break. But that sounds dreadful.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'll let you research that. Thank you, sir.
Tom, what is the weather like where you're at?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. It's going through my head over and over again.
All right, I'll get out of the way of that. Thanks a lot,
okay.
Tom. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay. Folks, here's a little more Ashes and Fire, Ryan Adams, Kelly O'Connell. And we will be right back. Let me find out what I can about this global warming thing.
In the wind.
help me get my name out there?
I'm on it. You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery filters?
Roger.
The sprocket locket?
No such thing.
So you get your lift?
I haven't stopped.
Doc, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do. Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Do you own a travel trailer, motorhome, or boats? If so, you need to know that the off-season is the best time to get the repairs and service at the best prices of the year. And Fun Country RVs in Marina and Anthony is the best place to get it done. Fun Country RV's service team, Cesar Molina and David Servine, service all types and models. They have the experience to repair or replace all of your problems, from collision repair work to roof repair and replacement.
My name is Ray Dodgley, and I recently purchased my first RV. It was used and had been sitting for years without being driven and needed tons of repairs. The roof had some leaks, and I was told that it needed to be replaced to the tune of several thousand dollars. But Fun Country sealed the roof for a fraction of the price. They fixed everything from the generator, stove, and refrigerator to the awning. I was very pleased with the work and the prices. I'll definitely go back to Fun Country for all my repair work.
Remember, Fun Country RVs and Marine also offers mobile service to Las Cruces and El Paso. Don't wait till the busy spring season to get your RV or boat in shape. Call Fun Country today or log on to FunCountryRVs.com. Fun Country RVs and Marine. I-10 at Anthony, exit 0.
Holy Cross Catholic School and St. Mary's High School would like you to join them for an open house February 5th at 5:30 p.m. Check out their award-winning robotics and fine arts program. Along with their high academic standards, they provide a strong Christian foundation of morals and values. They're located at 1331 North Miranda Street. Contact Connie at 526-2517 for more information. Holy Cross Catholic School and St. Mary's High School, teaching the whole child.
You're listening to AM Las Cruces with Kelly O'Connor. On KOBE, there's no better place to be.
It's Kelly here, and I'm finding it hard to discover anything on global news, so I don't know what Tom was talking about. I just got a text that it was in Yahoo News, but I don't. Doesn't look like anything major happened. Oh, we got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly Rob.
Hey, yeah. What are we referring to here? I can't find anything.
The way I read it, and it was a link through Yahoo to somewhere else yesterday. What is that? It was a rider on the agreement they had to send to Obama to get him to sign off on the pipeline.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't admitting that it was man-made global warming. It was just that, yeah, okay, the Earth is 1/100th of a degree hotter than whatever, you know.
All right, I just using that info, I just found it from the Lindbergh BA News. Thanks, man. Anything else? What's the weather like where you're at?
It's pretty thick. It's about 2 inches on the roads where cars haven't driven. There's not a whole lot of traffic, and it's coming down hard.
Are you driving?
No, I'm in the house.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Rob.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Senate says climate change real but doesn't agree on cause, and this is from the News Advance News, Lynchburg, VA. Republican-controlled Senate acknowledged Wednesday climate change is real but refused to say humans are to blame. The series of votes publicly tested Republican stance, and we've got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Robert.
Yes.
My wife is a teacher.
Okay.
She is driving to school now. We had at least 4 inches of snow in our driveway that I had to shovel before she could get out the driveway. And she's heading there because her kids are getting on the bus.
Huh.
Crazy.
Do you think, Robert, that they should shut down the school today?
Well, they should have.
They've done it for less.
We
don't have a lot of bad weather days here. I cannot figure out why they wouldn't do it.
I don't either.
I appreciate the call, and I guess that confirms everybody's going to school. What are the driving conditions in your area?
There's at least 3 or 4 inches on the driveway because I just shoveled with a makeshift shovel I made out of Luon and a 1x2, and then I got it off of our driveway, and then I had to watch her go down a steep road. I told her to call me as soon as she got there, but she said she was calling her students, and some of them were excited about getting on the bus and going to school.
And others probably terrified. Well, thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call and the information. Stay safe.
Well, wish my wife luck, too.
All right.
I hope she makes it there.
A few prayers for your wife, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, folks. It's snowy out there. There's no other way to describe it. Now, maybe they didn't shut it down. Here's a guess. Maybe Ken Miyagashima got together, studied his astrological information for the day, called in Stan Rounds, and possibly, I don't know, they may have checked the Al Gore website as well, but it could be that it's because it's not seen as freezing on the road. Maybe they're thinking that because it's not cold enough to freeze, and therefore, although there's snow on the ground, it's not as dangerous. I'm trying to put a happy face on this for you folks, but I don't know. If it was me, I think I would have pulled the plug on it just so the kids could play. All right. So the Republicans are saying that there is global warming, but it's not human caused, which is interesting. Which, is there any evidence for this? I would say there are planets out there, such as Mars, the planet of war, which the temperature is rising on it, but it's obviously not caused by men. Could be caused by Martians, I suppose. But so did you know that, did I ever mention this? There is this moon around, I think it's around Saturn, Triton. That has a cryovolcano. What is a cryovolcano, you ask? It is a volcano that pumps out frozen stuff. Now, what is it pumping out? It is pumping out methane, frozen methane. Much like, it must look kind of like what's going on outside right now. It's pumping this methane out. Methane is natural. It's the stuff natural gas is made out of. It is found invariably around, or normally around oil. So where does it come from? There is a theory out there called the theory of abiotic oil that says that, just kind of boil it down for you here, much like crude sludge getting turned into gasoline. What happens, supposedly, according to this theory, is that there are microbes that are living deep in the earth that are living and dying, and as they die under the intense pressure, they're turned into oil. And we have another call here, and so that's where oil comes from as opposed to swamp grass and dinosaur feet. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. This is David. How are you?
Good, David. Thanks for the call. And what's up?
You know what's causing global warming on Mars is it's green men.
That's what I was
thinking. The thing that's causing global warming here is green dollars.
What a connection. I like it.
But I'll tell you what, there's no global warming out here at Highway 70 in Holman right now because there's about 3.5 inches of snow on the ground.
How fast are people going?
Probably about 15, 20 miles an hour.
And how safe is it from your amateur but highly intelligent perspective?
I think it's safe as long as you drive 15 miles an hour or 20 miles an hour, but there were a few clowns up on Highway 70 trying to go 50.
Were they in a clown car, by any chance?
They were in one of them box-looking cars, you know, that the clowns get out of.
Well, what I don't like about these clown cars is there's always body parts hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you think it was a mistake to not shut the local schools down?
Yes, I think it was. I mean, we've called off school before because we were going to get snow and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got it, and they're not calling it off.
Hmm.
Or, you know, so far that I've been, you know, my wife works up here at Sunrise, and no one's contacted her yet.
That's weird. You'd think they'd contact them one way or the other. Well, Stan Rounds might have been out late at the casino.
Yeah, and he might still be sleeping, so he doesn't know it's snowing yet.
If you live near Stan Rounds, please go and do a safety check, knock on his window, see if he's up.
If someone is fortunate enough to call you, and please let us know whether school's going to go on or not, everybody greatly appreciate it, Kelly.
Okay, let me take a break. Thanks for the call, David, and drive safe.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, folks, let me take a break right now, and I'll go see what the latest is. Here's a little more Ryan Adams, Ashes and Fire on a Day Like Today. Might seem perverse, but it's a good song. We'll be right back, and I'll find out what the state of the closure is, if there's any, in the schools in Las Cruces. 7:30 on the button, Kelly O'Connell Show, 523-1450 to call in. And silvery eyes, and a heart is worth. It's Kelly here, and I've got a live guest in the studio. We also got a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly Call Show. Who's this?
This is Tom. I just hope that everybody has prepared for this day,
the
mighty snowflake, by having an extra 30-pack in their refrigerator because they're snowbound.
I hear you. And, there's a lot of survivalist nuts around here, so hopefully they're ready for it. And do you agree that these flakes of snow are bigger than a Desitin commercial, Tom?
Yes. And I think you should play the song Snowblind by Black Sabbath at
all
some
right.
point in your show.
If I can get the flakes out of my
also,
eyes, I'm
waiting for. I'm also waiting for the Republicans to capitulate with that fracking is causing earthquakes throughout the country.
I've been doing a little fracking myself, but I'll tell you about that later. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. This Kelly, what's up?
Hey, Kelly, this is John, your tow truck driving buddy.
What's up, man?
Oh, it's going to be a busy day for me, I reckon, but just wanted to tell everybody, you know, slow down, give a little bit more distance, and remember, four-wheel drive does not mean four-wheel stop.
That's so true. What's a safe speed?
Well, it's real hard to tell. Everybody just needs to slow down, play with your gas pedal, feel where your wheels.
It's Kelly. Hold on just a second.
Best advice I can give.
All right, so what's your number if they need help?
It's 575-644-5936. And if anybody needs me today, they say, yeah, I heard about you on KOB. Everything's half price.
Fantastic. Go out and use it, folks.
We just want to get everybody where they need to be safe and then get everybody home at the end of the day safe without, you know, any kind of accidents or injuries and like that. I know that's asking a lot. But, you know, everybody slow down, take your time, give yourself a little more room. And if you need me, give me a ring. I'll come and get
you. What's your number, John? What's your number? Half price donuts, folks. Go do some donuts. What's your number?
It's 575-644-5936. Y'all can find me on Facebook. I'm Las Cruces Towing.
Thank you very much. Las Cruces Towing. Thanks, John. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, global warming morning to you, Kelly.
Well,
this is Eddie.
Eddie, somebody
needs to call the mayor and tell him that it's snowing outside because he used to reminisce about his childhood, and it'll make him feel like a kid again because he can remember when it used to snow in Las Cruces. That was before global warming, and
yeah.
It's snowing again, so it'll make him feel like a kid.
Well, he's certainly acting like a kid. He just married, from what I understand, a beautiful young lady, so he's in his prime.
Well, good for him. Absolutely. I encourage that, you know?
Absolutely. Live it up.
Better than cohabitation. All right. Have a snowy one.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. All right, we got Keith Welpley here. Keith was shaking it. He's SMH-ing this morning. He's shaking my head. He's shaking his head. These snowy streets should be shut down.
Oh, easily. You know, this is a guy. A lot of your listeners I know are from places where they get a lot of snow. This is pretty bad because you have no traction. Small cars have no traction. The only cars on the road right now that have traction are the big construction, you know, dually trucks that have the big old heavy trucks and the suspension. They should be closed down. School district. Yeah.
Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, I didn't know Keith was in there with you. This is Eddie. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
My pineapples have all froze last night.
Uh-oh.
What the?
Because, you know, I was going to grow pineapples whenever you had that AARP guy on there trying to scare all the old people about global warming and our climate never going to be cold again.
Well,
I was going to grow pineapples. Well, they all froze last night, so there you go.
Thanks, Eddie. We got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, this is Jake.
Jake, yes. What's up, my friend?
I think the mayor's just waiting for all of us to get our kids in school. And then that way they'll get situated there, and then he'll call and say, okay, get out early so we have to go drive in the snow back and pick them up.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
That's possible. That's one theory. I got another call. Anything else?
Yeah, another thing, if people
Hold on one second. You called the Kelly O'Connell Show. I'll put you on hold and be right back. Yeah, go ahead. Point two.
Your downshift, you know, to slow down. They're 3, 2, and 1, and that's the best way to slow down your car.
Yeah.
And you have an automatic.
He's right about that. That's
brilliant.
What I had to do.
That's
yeah.
a brilliant point.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, this is John. I'm heading over to the courthouse now. I'm up over by Tony Anna.
What's up?
The roads are totally and absolutely covered. Traffic's moving about 5 miles an hour on Delray.
This is the worst. I mean, the school district should have shut this down. This is ridiculous. This is
it
absolutely
is.
Ridiculous.
Well, the district court, the judge has the authority to close that courthouse down, too. I've got a trial in 30 minutes.
I don't know. It is a strange day. I mean, you'd think they'd leap at the chance to shut this party down.
Yeah. All I can tell you is as a parent, I decided my kid wasn't going to school. I didn't need stand rounds at a school district to tell me that. I just said, you're not going to school. These roads really, many places are impassable. So.
All right, John, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, we'll take a little break here. A little more ashes and fire. Ryan Adams got Keith in the studio. So don't forget to beat up on him for global warming. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I was just calling to say the school district really doesn't want to close down because they're supposed to take that park test today, the entire district, the entire state. So they wanted everybody online at the same time, so that's probably why they're a little hesitant to close today.
All right, that's diabolical, but I'm gonna pass that on. What's the name of the test?
Park. PARCC. The whole state is taking it today, so the school district kind of wanted to join in with that.
Hey, is it a state mandated test?
You know, I believe it's part of the state mandated. Yes, it is.
Well, you know what? That doesn't fly with me. What if somebody gets hurt?
Exactly. I mean, putting our children's safety in jeopardy to join in with the rest of the state to take a test.
Those scumbags. All right, well, I'll pass it on. And what's the name of the test one more time? I couldn't quite hear it.
It's PARCC, P-A-R-C-C.
Okay, I'm going to look that up on the internet.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
based a lot on this test on the internet. Yeah, kind of Wikipedia, thank God. National State Test. Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. It is Kelly here. Good morning to you. I've got Keith Welpley, and please call Keith up and let him know there's no more global warming.
I'm so happy about that because I was really worried, but obviously, looking out the window, it was all wrong.
Keith, the evidence for global warming is all anecdotal for the most part.
I don't even want to go into this discussion.
Hold on. Don't embargo my show. There's no way to measure the temperature of the Earth. It's too vast. But I don't want to ruin your day.
This thing about school districts going to school because if it's a state test that's pulling people out on the roads.
All right, we got a call. It's a park test. It is the park test. This is what Keith is referring to. Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers is a coalition of states that are working to create and deploy a standard set of K-12 assessment in math and English within PARC. A group of states bases the content of these assessments on what it takes to be successful in college and careers in the future. And so what do you think about this? If they're not canceling school today because of this PARC test, what do you think about that, Keith?
Well, it's ridiculous. And I tell my kids this, if there's any way to opt out of any state test or national test, opt out. This is ridiculous. It has nothing to do with learning. It gives some bureaucrat a measure of your kid. And, you know, I don't need that measurement to go to Santa Fe or go to Washington. School district, they're not the boss of me. When I woke up and I saw the snow, I said, you're not going to school. And the response was, well, school's still open. It doesn't matter. A good parent would not drive their kid in this snow. So don't bring your kids to school.
When I looked out the window a minute ago, I thought somebody was on the roof with a box of Frosted Flakes.
It is that thick out here. And I just drove in it, and it's literally dangerous. It's not like, oh, it's fun driving in the snow. You are sliding. You can't track even.
Stand round, shame on you.
Yeah.
Mayor Ken.
This is a huge fail.
Get yourself
huge
off
fail.
Your futon and pull the plug on today, Mayor Ken.
Huge fail.
Put down your books on Shintoism, please. We got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty.
Yes.
I'll call stand rounds. This is ridiculous. It's because of their testing. They're going.
It's crazy. It's absolutely
crazy.
If
you can opt out.
Patty, yes. let's get a hold of the mayor, too. We cannot make decisions on school days based on Shinto astrology. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I'll give him a ring, too. I bet he's still in bed.
Give him a ring around the neck. Thanks, Patty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here, I've got something on the PARC test. Common Core PARC testing. Check this out. This is why your kids may not be safe today, folks. Teacher speaks out about new federal testing. It's on YouTube.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Phillips. I am a teacher here in Colorado and the mother of four. And I'm here to inform parents and their students about the harms of over-testing our students. Right now, linked up to Common Core is the PARC test. It is the Partner Assessment for Readiness of College and Career. After reading all of the information about the PARC test, all of our students will be on a computer for 2 hours, multiple days, taking these PARC tests to see if our students are college and career ready. And it's just not a test for our high school students. It's for our middle school students, our elementary students, and even our kindergartners will be on these computerized tests. The Pediatric Association of America actually released a document stating that our students shouldn't be on screen time for more than 2 hours a day. That includes TV, phone, computer, laptop, iPod, iPad, whatever the kids are, can have, you know, access to. So why put the students on a computer for 2 more hours? The PAR test has no, what's the word I'm looking for? I lost my attention.
She's so upset about this PAR test, she can't even collect her thoughts, and she's a teacher. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back, folks. They are keeping your kids in school, from what we've been informed, that it's a PAR test and that it's part of the Common Core. Maybe in danger. But according, this is not joking, Keith Welpley just came off the roads, and he said it is more slippery than a snake that's just come out of an oil bath.
A drunken driver can navigate regular roads better than you can navigate out there
now. That is very discouraging. Folks, we'll be right back. Kelly O'Connell, 749. Call out to Stan Rounds. Call out to the mayor, Prophet Ken Miyagashima. Let's get these schools shut down.
And what's the word I'm looking for? This is like, so you're going to be editing this out? Accommodations. The PAR test has no accommodations for our language learners, for our special ed students, for our students with IEPs, our 504s, meaning the students that in the past that we have had accommodations for, that need large print, that need extended time, that need to have directions read to them, are not a part of PAR. And when teachers and administrators act, the test has no accommodations for, this is like, so you're going to be editing this out? Accommodations.
Kelly here, and so I've got a little more from this lady. It's Kelly here, and I've got a little more from this lady that's talking about the PAR test. But I do also have some email, or text, foul on Keith. If you want to buy into the liberal philosophy, you pretty much have to go along with liberal programming, be it testing your kids, be it higher utility bills, be it higher gas prices, or being subservient to other
nations. So disagree.
Hold on. Give this guy his free speech here. All that is part of liberalism, and if you buy into any part of it, you help sponsor the rest of it. Keith, guilty as charged? Guilty?
Well, he's got a. I think that particular listener has got a different way of looking at politics than I do. You pick and choose what you want. We're allowed to. We're free people. We don't have to buy lock, stock, and barrel the liberal agenda, the conservative agenda. We can pick and choose based on what our experience tells us and what we believe is right and wrong.
Folks,
and I believe kids should stay home today.
Folks, this is the a la carte theory of politics.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's a good word for it.
Okay, all right. Okay. A la carteism. All right, here's this lady talking about the PAR test, which is why your kids are risking their lives to go to school today.
Accommodations. The PAR test has no accommodations for our language learners, for our special ed students, for our students with IEPs, our 504s. Meaning the students that in the past that we have had accommodations for, that need large print, that need extended time.
That need a day off from a snow, from a blizzard.
That need to have directions read to them, are not a part of PAR. And when teachers and administrators ask the creators of PAR, what are the accommodations for these students, they tell us we don't know yet. However, as a teacher, my evaluation, 1/4 of it, depends on the growth scores of my students on these new PAR tests. So if I don't know I can make accommodations for my special ed students and they're going to have to take the same test as everybody else, that's my job. And that's not fair to the student.
Well, all right, so the standardized testing, the Common Core, you don't buy into it, Keith?
No, I don't buy into any state test or federal test. Because it takes the teachers right off their curriculums. And it stops the boat. Your kids learning. They're learning what your teachers teaching them. All of a sudden, they got to stop the boat and then teach for this friggin' test. And now, if testing is the reason they haven't shut down schools, then you're risking your kids' lives because of these
for
silly
some
tests.
Stupid test.
There are ways to opt out, and I understand that there are tests you can opt out of. Opt out of them. If your kids don't have to take these tests, and you don't want them to, or don't take them.
Call an attorney is my theory. If they're Stan Rounds, shame on you. Come on. I thought you were I really honestly thought that you were looking after these kids. or Mayor Ken, get out of your bed, get off your futon, please, and let's pull the plug on the school today.
What do you got there? Text?
Yeah, I got a text. Anyway, let's. You got just got a few minutes left here, but let's talk about the Common Core and the testing, because I know you got kids out there, Keith, and you didn't send them out for the park test today. But what does the future hold if we're buying into more and more of this testing?
I don't know what the future holds. I just know as a parent, I'm less inclined to get involved in changing the school district and more inclined to get involved in my kids' life. If I can opt out of these tests, I do it. When there's a test, can we opt out? If we can, we don't take it. It stops the boat. These teachers out there are pretty darn good, but we get stupider every time government gets involved in our kids' educations.
You know what I'm kind of afraid of is it's we're going to turn into Japan, that you've got all of these kind of robotic kids, and it doesn't seem like, you know, Japan is not taking over the world anymore. We got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yes, good morning. I'll just make it brief.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't forget, the mayor is a newly wed gentleman, and I don't think he has children in school right now. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, you too. Mayor Ken, come on now. Come on now. Put down the Shinto, reading of the heavens, and let's pull the plug on this.
Yeah. Well, you know, school. But the damage has already been done, because right now kids are en route. Their parents have braved this. They're en route to school. If you say there's no school, then they've got to make the reverse trip. I think one of your texters or callers had mentioned that. Right now, the damage is already done. They should have pulled the plug on this right when it started snowing. And I know it was raining up until when? When you drove in here, Kelly, was it raining or was it snowing?
It was sleeting.
It was sleeting.
It was sleeting or it was snowing, and this is at obviously around 5:30.
At that point, check the weather forecast and make the decision, because you brought up a good point.
Another call. We just got 1 minute left here. Who's this?
And I can do it in less than 1 minute. Happy
Frankie!
Snow day to you, Kelly-O. Hey, well, I'm retired now, so I decided, you know, to kind of hang loose, you know?
Yeah.
All this money that I made under the great BHO has allowed me to retire in luxury, you know?
Wow. You must be living out of the country, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just wanted to kind of like crow. You know, I'm a little late on it because I've been so busy. But I wanted to crow about that BHO just knocked it out of the park on that State of the Union. I just want to tell you,
Keith,
you guys.
Keith, where's that Pepto-Bismol I keep for special occasions? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. We got 10 seconds left. Give us your best shot.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say, you know, and I'll maybe chime in with you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Congratulations on retiring on the backs of the poor. Anything else?
No, that's it. You know, way to go, baby.
Thanks
but I'm getting on the rich, not the poor, and I still being a liberal contribute to the poor, not a problem.
God bless you. All right, folks. Taking you out of here with some ashes and fire and another call. Yeah, this is Kelly. You got 5 seconds?
Yeah,
all right, no seconds there. Here's Ashes and Fire. Drive safe, folks. Ciao.
One day there was silence and washed through the town. There was no